Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So how was your weekend?
It was good. I didn't do much. Had basketball because AAU started. And then slept the rest of the time. What about you?
I went to a military museum, and it was fun. That's what's about it, though.
What is the best gift you received from someone?
Probably one of my birthday gifts. It was like a puzzle piece, like with like a quote on it or something like that. So yeah, that was a nice gift. What about you?
I don't really have a favorite. I like, I'm grateful for anything I get, to be honest. Everything my favorite, I guess.
Now it's time for the Red Fox recap. The Red Foxes beat Trinity Collegiate tonight. Trinity Collegiate 10-0 to win the PD Invitational Tournament. Hartsville got 7 runs in the first inning. Jackson Moore started the scoring with a 2-run double followed by a barrage of walks and an arrow that helped Hartsville score 7 runs without another hit in the inning. John Alexander got the win, going the distance, throwing 5 innings, giving up 2 hits with 5 strikes out on the night. At the plate, Dawson McKimmy collect 2 hits, both bunts, to lead the Foxes in the hit column. Moore, Andrew Askins, Damari James, and Grayson Weekly each had 1 hit. Hartsville will be back on the field Tuesday at Camden.
In their first game of the PD pitch-off, Hartsville lost to Lawrence Manning 6-4. Maya Harvey led the Lady Foxes at the plate, going 202 with a home run and 3 RBI. Okay. Allie Bailey took the lost pitching the first 2 innings, Hartsville. In their second game of the night at the PD pitch-off, the Lady Foxes bounced back with a win over Sauquesti 14-1. Trinity Davis had a big game, pitching a no-hitter over 3 innings, getting the win. Davis also went 2-2 at the plate, scoring 2 runs.
On March 4th at Indian Land, the Hartsville boys soccer team lost a very competitive match 2-0. Hector Gutierrez had 6 saves on a goal for the Foxes. In game 2 on the day, Hartsville defeated Dillon 7-6 in walk-off fashion in the bottom of the 6th inning. It took a while for the Lady Foxes to get on the board, but they put together a big 5th inning, scoring 5 runs to tie the game at 5. Dillon would go ahead in the top of the 6th, but the Lady Foxes would score 2 in the bottom half of the inning to get victory. Allie Bailey started the game in the circle and gave way to Weaver in the 5th inning. Weaver picked up her first win of the season. Jamaria Pendergrass and Sydney Matthews both had multiple hits, leading the Lady Foxes.
On March 4th, the HHS track and field team traveled to West Florence to compete in the night's relays. The Red Foxes had many strong performances, and most importantly, many new members of the team gained valuable experience. Darisha McAllister is new to track and field this year, but competing like an experienced athlete. Darisha led the girls' team by winning the javelin and discus events and finishing second in the shot put event. Darisha set a school record in the javelin throw with a distance of 108.06. Jaden Hilton is taking a new event this season with the high jump. Jaden cleared the bar at 4.6 and finished third overall in the event. The boys' 4x4 relay team took the gold medal in the last track event of the day, finishing in a time of 3 minutes and 41 seconds. And the 4x4 team consisted of Khalif Miller, Chris Kelly, Ethan Hickey, and Justin Canty. The boys' discus throwers brought home gold medals in their event. The throwers were led today by, were led by Derek Brown, who set a new personal record in the shot put and the discus throws.
After 2 days of softball at the PD pitch-off, Hartsville finished the weekend 3-2 in the tournament after beating the Dillon Christian 9-0 in the last game of the tournament. Trinity Davis went the distance for the win, pitching 5 shutout innings. She gave up 4 hits, striking out 4. Emma Kate Hudson, Carter Shumate, and Kaden Thompson each collected 2 hits in the game to lead the Lady Fosses.
Here's Coach Boob with the upcoming events for the week of March 6th.
Here we Coach Boob, what athletic event we have this week?
Man, we got a full week. This is really kicking off spring sports. Most of our teams start region play this week. And so they'll kind of early in the week finish up some non-region stuff before, you know, playoffs start getting affected with region play at the end of the week. So kind of looking over at my calendar. Tonight we got JV baseball and boys soccer. Both of those are home games, so come on out to Kellertown Stadium, grab either one of those games. Tomorrow, basically everybody's playing. The home ones are tennis against the Governor School and JV softball versus Wilson. That softball game will be a doubleheader. And then we got pretty much everybody else on the road, traveling, playing a few non-region games. On Wednesday, JV baseball is playing Andrew Jackson home. And then softball's hosting Darlington. That's always a pretty big game. Darlington's pretty competitive, so it'll be a good night to get everybody out and fill the stands of softball. On Thursday, tennis and baseball are traveling on the road. Tennis opens up region with South Florence. And then on Friday, we got baseball, softball, and boys soccer all at home against South Florence. Baseball's against Darlington, but softball and soccer's against South Florence. Kind of kick off region for them. And then our girls' soccer travels to South Florence. And then lastly, the weekend, our track teams will travel to Camden. It's always a big Bulldog Invitational is what they call it. A lot of elite teams that go there. And they just came off of a hot weekend over at West Florence in the night relay. So looking for a fun week, busy week, but a lot of chances to come see the Red Foxes. Yes,
thank you, Coach Boob.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson.
We're out. Boom! We'll be right back.